This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Thursday, the 19th of May. The Metropolitan Police has concluded its investigation into lockdown breaches in Downing Street and Whitehall after issuing fixed penalty notices to 126 people. Scotland Yard says it's issued fines to 53 men and 73 women, with some individuals receiving multiple fines for events on eight separate dates. Number 10 is yet to say whether Boris Johnson has received any further fines, having received one for an event on his 56th birthday. The policing minister has refused to rule out a windfall tax on energy companies, but has told Times Radio the government is intrinsically opposed to such a move. The Prime Minister has come under pressure to introduce a one-off levy and use the revenue to fund measures to ease the cost of living crisis on households struggling with rising bills. Kit Malthouse says it's not out of the question.
My predilection as a Conservative generally is to have low and stable and predictable taxes, and that retrospective taxation is to be avoided. But there are Conservative administrations in the past who have felt the need to tax retrospectively, and sometimes the circumstances might warrant that.
The Times says the Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, is increasingly in favour of the move, but a windfall tax is considered unconservative by Number 10. The Chief Inspector of Constabulary says police officers should use discretion when deciding whether to prosecute people who steal food. The cost of living crisis is expected to trigger an increase in crimes such as theft. But in an interview with The Guardian, Andy Cook stressed the police guidance was not a green light for shoplifting. Cancer Research UK says latest projections on the state of the nation's health should serve as a wake-up call to the government. Analysis by the charity warns that 7 in 10 people will be overweight or obese by 2040. Boris Johnson has delayed a ban on buy one, get one free deals for unhealthy food, as well as a 9 p.m. watershed for junk food advertising. And Caroline Cerny from the Obesity Health Alliance has told us she agrees the government needs to step in.
Everywhere we go, there is high calorie, high sugar food. It's relentlessly promoted to us. You know, as a very first step, we need to get some curbs on that. Just make it, we're not saying don't advertise food, we're not saying don't sell unhealthy food, we're just saying stop pushing it down people's throats relentlessly. You know, advertise healthier food. It's not that hard.
And the winners of Britain's biggest Euro Millions lottery jackpot of £184 million say the win gives us time to dream, which we hadn't had before. Joe and Jess Thwaite from Gloucester have been married for 11 years and have two primary school aged children. Both initially thought it was probably a mistake.
It's obviously wrong. Yeah. There's something wrong with the app, but yeah. Hey, let's go with it and yeah. Let's enjoy this moment of thinking we've won the lottery, because it's not real. Yeah. And we said, we'll call them at 8 o'clock when it comes on and check if it is. And then I was like, right, I'll go make coffee.
And you can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.